you're choshev like a quota. Like it says, what's his name? Shokel Keneged Kol Yisrael, Shokel Keneged Sanhedrin. So Matt is Shokel Keneged Quota. So I don't learn it, there's no quota. But Matt is Shokel Keneged Quota. Mishnah Berurah, let's go. Simon Tzadik Zion, Tzadik Vav, sorry. Two things have to be spoken out, even though no one's here to hear it. I don't know if you were here, no, look, I'll be stepping back. Were you here? So the minhag of the olam is to step back three steps and to step forward. So I saw some people might do it after they say Goal Yisrael. They'll say Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, then they'll step back and then they'll step forward. Shaila is, and it comes out more than Terche De Dibur possibly, but I saw the Poskim say that it's not necessary. Maybe it's not good to do. The truth is you're not supposed to be walking while you're saying the bracha either. So Yisrael come and visit. You know, you're not supposed to be doing anything. But, you know, we do it because really we're on automatic pilot. When we take three steps back and three steps forward. And as much kavanah as we have anyway, I don't think the walking the three steps back and forth would take away from kavanah. But what I saw in the Poskim is that they say it would not be a hefsek ben gula l'tefillah. Now, since it's sarach tefillah, so that going back and forward would be okay. Whether it's preferable to do it that way rather than to walk back while you're saying Tzur Yisrael, I'm right now I'm takam masupik. Because maybe lechatchila you shouldn't be like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You know, you can't really have kavona Tzur Yisrael, you know, while you're walking. It's not so posh by me. What's preferable? Certainly we all, I think the Olam does it while they're saying Tzur Yisrael. I mean, Tzur Yisrael, everybody. Once in a while I'll see someone go back and forth after Goal Yisrael, and you know, I used to wonder if that's correct. So here I saw that Nishkeferlik, the place can, but I don't know which is preferable. I don't know which is preferable. So I'm not sure. Maybe I should look it up, maybe I should do a little more research to see which is preferable.
And okay. Sukkim Kishem.
What?
Kishem is not a hefsek.
Well, you know, you don't say Kishem by Shachris or
not
Myers.
By Shachris, but.
So by Min? By Min. I'm talking about being Samech Gulu Letzvila, so it's not a hefsek.
Wait,
no. You certainly, by Minchay, take three steps forward, or three steps back, and three steps forward, and then you start Kishem.
Yeah.
The Shaila is when you have to be Samech Gulu Letzvila. By Myriv, also. I mean, again, it's not a question of Samech Gulu Letzvila. You really shouldn't do it during Kaddish. So after you say Vimru Amen, then you go three steps back and three steps forward. You might miss out starting Ovos with everyone. Hey, it's only a few seconds, 2-3 seconds. Shachris is the biggest problem. What's preferable by Meirav? Same question. What's preferable? Is it preferable to walk back after you say Vimru Amen? The truth is, again, I'll say the same thing. Like, as much as we concentrate on Kaddish, to walk back, I don't know if you could be so cynical. Okay, another thing I wanted to speak out is to watch out when you take three steps back, to watch out for, in case someone's davening. You shouldn't. Walking back is only a minig. You're supposed to, the din is to walk forward. Walking back is only a minig. So, you certainly should take care not to walk back into someone's Dalai Lama's who's davening. Okay, those 2 points. But one point I really have to check into. Taka to the Shaila. Simon Tzadik Vav. Shayimna Kol HaTirdos Kadei Sheyechavid. That's the name of the Simon. We really had already that things you're not supposed to do. It's interesting that the Mechaber has so many simonim about setting up kavana. Like Tzadik Gimel was, Tzadik Beis had a couple of achonos and tefillah, but they were more physical. Tzadik Gimel was Kaidim Shiyaspal Tzarech Lishos, in order to have the proper kavana. Tzadik Dalid, okay. Tzadik Hey is also how to stand in order to have the proper kavana. Tzadik Vav is not to do things that will take away your kavana. Tzadik Ches is called Tzorech She'ir Lo Kavona B'Tfiloso. Like, you know, where were you till now? Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. Very interesting. It's Kuf Aleph is how you have to have kavana by tefillah, and when kavana is ma'akev, when it's not ma'akev. Like so many simonim about kavana, like why don't you just put it all together? I don't know. Kshehu mispalel, sif aleph. Lo yechol b'yot, tzadik vov sif aleph. Kshehu mispalel, that means during Shemona Esrei. Even though the Mishnah Berurah says of cotton aleph, reprima godim cause of duad nimishas kviyash ma'psuke de zimra. Now that has come to think of it, that's not as innocent as it looks. It's not as innocent as it looks. Why? Because we're going to see that you can't hold certain things. Kshuvas palel, lo yechol biyodo tefillin. Now, the Gemara mentions these things you're not allowed to hold when you daven, Shmona Esrei. There's a machlekas rishonim. I don't know, machlekas. There's two lishonos in Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas. Each thing on the list you can attribute because you're afraid it'll fall and it'll hit you, it'll break, you'll be mafsid it, or it'll hurt you, it'll be mazik you. You didn't see the schedule. 8:10 is 8:10.
Oh, I didn't. I looked in the room. I looked over in the other corner.
I did see the schedule. It's 8:17 now.
Sorry.
I don't know if he gets a knish. He came late to Mr. Brewer.
Well, looking around, it seems like there could be a lot extra.
We're in Tzadik, we started Tzadik Vav Sif Aleph. So you're not allowed to hold, there's a list of things you're not allowed to hold while you're davening Shmona Esrei. So Rashi Shita is because you're nitrad, that they'll fall. Either they'll fall like tefillin, is not allowed to fall. Below Sefer Mikitzvei HaKodesh is not allowed to fall. Below Ka'ora Maleya, because it might break, or because you might lose the money if it's full of money. Below sakin, it might get hurt. Umaos, you lose the money. V'kikar, neisha libo aleim shelo yiplu v'yitoreid v'tisbatal kavanosa. In other words, if you would hold something that you wouldn't care if it falls, for the mechaber mashma, that would be okay. The problem, and so it's really two lishonos on Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos. I think the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down the other shita. The lulav bismano. What about holding a lulav? If you ever daven by Zilberman in the old city, they hold the lulav during Musaf, all the saints want to ask, right?
Yeah,
so they hold the lulav. By Zilberman, I got to take you there once to daven. You'll think you're in a different religion. But on Sukkot, it's a very strange davening. I'll describe to you once all the things they do. And Sukkot, I love to daven there. Anyway, one of the things they do Sukkot is once they take the lulav and Esrei for Hallel, they don't put it down the rest of davening. So they hold it till the end of Musaf.
They hold it
for Shmona Esrei also.
They don't do Hoshana.
Wrong.
So they say Hoshana later.
No, they say Hoshana
after
the Hallel. But they say it in a funny way. They say everything in a funny way. They say everything in unison.
I know, but
they say it after Shachris.
They say it after Shachris.
You know something? I'm not 100% sure. I don't remember.
The rub was very much.
I don't remember, but they do whatever they feel the grow held. But they do it. They say it all in unison. Everything is in unison, in total unison.
Without the chazan and then them.
You want to know specifically Hoshana, how they say Hoshanas?
What the guy says. Chazan says.
No, only the chazan says the words, and everybody answers in unison. Hoshana.
Uh-huh.
Right. It's like an answer, like you say Amen, or you say Hallelujah for Hallel. In the Gemara, the lulav bismano mutalechos biyad. So how are you allowed to hold the lulav? Certainly, you're afraid it's going to fall and get posel. So how can you hold the lulav during Shmona Esrei? Kivan shachizu biyadu he mitzvah eno nitrad bishvilo. So it's not so clear what's the pshat. The bishlama, the other sheet that it holds, you're not allowed to hold anything in your hand during Shmona Esrei because it's like your oyim v'dufnei melech. It's not kavod to hold anything, which the mechaber does not hold it. See that clearly. The Mechaber only lists the things that you're afraid they'll fall, so you have in mind that they shouldn't fall, etc. if that's the case, it's not so clear why the fact that it's a mitzvah doesn't ameliorates the problem. If you have in mind that it might fall and become puzzle, it's not clear to me why it being a mitzvah like calms you down. I don't know.
Like,
what is that? Bishvila, why not? You're afraid it's going to get puzzle. You're afraid
it's part of the Chovetz Hayom or something.
Okay, yeah, that could be, but the Mechaber doesn't say that. The Mechaber grada fits, if it would make more sense to me if you're not allowed to hold anything. So you're saying you're not allowed to hold anything because it's pasnished. You know, yeah. So here, something that's a mitzvah, you can't say it doesn't pass, it's the mitzvah sayom. But I don't know.
Shofar?
What do you mean? To hold the shofar?
Like if they're blown.
You mean the Baal Tokeya?
Yeah.
It's a good point. But I don't know, because here there's a mitzvah to hold the lulav.
Uh-huh.
It really depends what the Mechaber means. Since we don't know what he means, I can answer your question. There is a chilek, lulav, holding the lulav is a mitzvah. Holding the shofar is not a mitzvah. But it depends what he means. We're not sure what he means. You know, maybe you can get Or HaShulchan, I'm sorry, maybe Or HaShulchan next. Or HaShulchan, yeah. Let's see what Rashi and Sukkah says. No, I have the answer in Rashi. It's an interesting psychology. It's not just you're afraid it'll fall and break, or you're afraid it'll fall and hurt you. All these things that are like Mechaber. It's you're afraid it'll fall, so you're watching it. You have in mind to be careful, and that's like an oil on you. Very interesting psychology. It's not the being careful that it doesn't fall that stirs your kavana. It's the oil of watching it that it shouldn't fall that stirs your kavana. Interesting. That's how Rashi says it.
Why is it different by lulav?
Oh, so mitoy shechaviva mitzvah olav. It's not an oil. Like it's gishmak. It's gishmak. You're holding it. It's gishmak. You're doing a mitzvah. You're giving nachas ruach to the bonus olam. Like it's great. You're in a good mood. It's not a masa kovet. Rashi says when you hold it, it's a pain. You have to watch it shouldn't fall. So it's very interesting. The pshat in halacha is not that since you're watching that it shouldn't fall, it takes away your kavana. It's since, listen, it's mamash a subtlety. It's since you have an oil on your head that you have to watch it that it shouldn't fall, that's what takes away from the kavana. The oil, the masa kaved, Rashi says. The Torah b'masom, the kaved olav masom u'shmirasom. In modern day language, we'd say, it's a pain. It's a pain. It's a hassle. And a lulav is not a hassle. That's a very nice shot. It's the hassle that takes away the kavana, not the etzem shmira. Truth is, it's still on the staver, because truth is, when you're holding something, it shouldn't fall. It doesn't take much that it shouldn't fall. You don't really have to have in mind, but the oil, but the hassle, like you say. Okay, so that's the pshat by lulav. Let's see the Mishnah Berura. So the Mechaber doesn't paskin the other way of learning that you can't hold anything because it's pasnished. He holds only things that you have to make sure it doesn't fall because it'll break, it'll be mazik you, and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, the first Mishnah Berura is a big nafkamina, but people got them kosov duad dimishas kviyash mapsik of the zimra. So now that makes a lot of sense. Bishlama, not Bishlama, like the other beer in Rabbeinu Yoina, that you're not allowed to hold anything because it's not Oymel Lefnei HaMelech. So when you're not Oymel Lefnei HaMelech, it wouldn't necessarily be true. But if the point is it stares your kavana, so Abad comes along the Prima Godin and says it stares your kavana. So really, by Pesukah de Zimra, it's true. The heightened kavana is only by Shmona Esrei. So that's why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says it about Shmona Esrei. But I mean, the people got has the right to say who Adim Shas Kriyashma. So the Zimri shouldn't do it. If it's a Shter to Kabona, it's a Shter to Kabona. But I'm telling you, but the people got them wouldn't say this if the Mechaber would have chosen to go the route of the other Rishayinim or the other Pshatna Ben Yayinim. That's fine, you can't hold anything because it's not Adim of the Fnei HaMelech properly. Okay. Lo Yochas. Ubidiyevet ain't Tzorech Lachzov al-Ispalil. These things usually are not Maki Bidiyevet. Oh, Emlo sheyodeya, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Emlo sheyodeya. Yeah, but that, and then you have nowadays always the whole problem. If you talk a chozer, if you didn't have kavana by avos, so we'll see in the later Mishnah Berurah. Practically speaking, what should you do? Umutur ashliach tzibur lahachzik asayf v'torah biyado b'shabbes kishoyim yikum purkon. We don't do that. We do it rather by benching Rish Chodesh. But apparently they used to hold the Sefer Torah by Yikum Purkan. So that's okay. I guess he's coming off from the Prima Godin. If you see, he's not davening Shmon Esrei. He's davening Yikum Purkan. But he's assuming the Prima Godin's correct, that you're never supposed to hold it, but it's always a shter to Kavana. So umutur, so he's, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Why? The chivet kavanasa ozla his palal alom de Torah. Okay, machzik asefer biyodo biyodoi v'loy l'shem shmira. Father k'may lulu v'zmano. Oh, it's slightly different than Rashi and Sukkah.
Yeah.
Slightly different than Rashi and Sukkah. Rashi says, since whole, you see from this Mishnah Berurah, like a Mishnah. Rashi and Sukkah says that since it's a mitzvah, it's not an oil. It's not an oil. Here you see a little differently. He's not holding the lulav l'shem shmirah. See, I'm bothered by that because he certainly doesn't want it to fall because it might become puzzle. Tanach Nami is not holding it l'shem shmirah, but he certainly is being shamer it as he's holding it because it shouldn't fall. So, okay, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says al kaponim, that it's like lulav, but the Sefer Torah taka. I hear, like, he's holding it. See, I would say it a little differently. Well, first of all, you say, stop. Whatever the pshat is by lulav, so the Sefer Torah is the same. Also, here, like you mispalel alom de Torah. So you hold the Sefer Torah like it's almost like it's an inspiration. You want to be ma'or kavana. That's what I would say. When you hear you're holding the Sefer Torah to be ma'or kavana. So certainly you don't say in such a case the Sefer Torah is a shter to your kavana. You mispalel alom de Torah, so you hold the Sefer Torah to be more of your kavana. Chimut l'achzik b'shoshim b'varchem ha'chodesh, which is talking in line with our minhag. That's what we do. I don't know what's wrong. Like, I guess I would suggest they used to hold it from Yehirosim u'chanecha. Because I don't know what big kavana you have to have. Rish Chodesh, Adamu, Ziyam Yoyim Chamishi, Abba Aleinu, like what do you have to... Oh, maybe a chachel is a tefillah. I'm well, saying it's not a tefillah.
It's a famous thing from the Rav that they're using the koach of the Torah symbolizes the koach of Bezdin to be Mekadesh, the Kodesh, he has whole pilpul on this.
Well, I hope not.
Famous Yurtzad Shir.
Well, that's if you learn that what's going on is like a zikaron for Kiddush HaChodesh, but that's, we don't, we try to avoid that, yeah, because... Below Sefer, Vuadin Kol Sfarim Shalanu. And he printed Sefer too. Whatever can't fall on the floor, so you don't hold it in your hand. Kara Malaya, Shalibo Le, Shalo Yishbach Mimeno. Right? You have your Knishes. You're afraid if you put down the plate of, you're afraid if you put down the plate of Knishes and Damage Manasseh, someone's going to take it away from you. So you want to hold it in your hand, but now you're afraid it's going to fall on the floor and get ruined. Uvasakin, Shalo Yipo Lorit, Vitoka Baraglo. Says you don't care if they fall, because if you're holding it in a way that you don't care if they fall, the truth is different. But I don't know, then you're going to be afraid that someone's going to steal it. I don't know, you're not, you know, they're not going to be nispazer, but someone will steal it. Kadma Berke Yosef, the Wadin, the Osel, the Hoshev, Tinuk, Lefon of Bishas Tfila. And people do this all the time, and it's really very not proper. It's a stira to this din of the Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to be involved in things that you know that focus your kavana, that take away your kavana from Shmoneh Esrei. So there's a big shaila. How come people do it? It's not. It's incorrect.